Now, our next guest joins us in what, let's be honest, has been a tough week for him. Announced this week that Paddy McCartan will be on the long-term injured list, so won't play again this season. Paddy, firstly, thanks for coming in, mate, because obviously we're going to be asking questions to you that are not a great deal of fun to answer because you want to be out there playing footy. So firstly, great to see you, mate.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
How are you going? How are you going? The fact that all you want to do is get out there and play footy, and obviously due to the concussion situation, you can't. So firstly, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not great, to be honest. It's been tough. It's been a tough few months. Yeah, I haven't really done a whole heap. I haven't been doing a lot of anything, really, and that's probably been the hardest part. Yeah, I've sort of lost my footy identity a little bit, but then also my identity as a person as well, just because I can't do stuff. I can't, like, go to the supermarket when it's busy or go to, like, a cafe with my girlfriend or, like, drive my car or just stuff like that. So it's been hard, but... yeah, the hard thing is that there's no real time frames on it, so hopefully I'm better next week, but I could be better in a year or 6 months, I don't know. So, yeah, it's been tough.
That's a tremendously honest and open answer, and we appreciate that. You're saying you can't do those things. Is that due to the physical limitations due to the concussion?
Yeah, so I have a real, like, light sound sensitivity, get really bad headaches and stuff, which are common symptoms with concussion, but generally... they sort of wear off by now, so it's sort of lasted a bit longer than I've had before, and people say that I've had a few and stuff like that, but I've never had anything like this, really. I've generally been back within, you know, a week or two of them, so yeah, it's been tough, and, you know, coming to the footy and stuff like that, I haven't, like, this is only the second game I've been to this year, just because this sort of environment's a bit hard for me to be in, but yeah, it's just one of those things.
Hey, footy aside, are you worried about your physical state? Like, if that was me, I'd be really worried about where I was physically. Does it worry you? I know you'll have done a lot of research and reading, but footy aside, are you concerned about the fact that you're not feeling well within yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, very, very concerning. For me, and then I think for my girlfriend, for my family, it is, because, yeah, I'm sort of just a shell of a person that I was, really. Like, I'm sort of just completely different. And it's, yeah, gone from sort of one day when I was playing to within 10 seconds being different, so...
Different in what way, mate?
Oh, well, I just can't do basic things, really. So whether that's, as I said before, like going to the supermarket or going to a cafe or going out for dinner, or I'm sort of just, like, not the same as what I was. So that's why it's hard. And, like, footy aside, yeah, I'm sort of just... I've lost my identity as a person a little bit, which is hard.
That affects your confidence then as a person? Is that what you're saying as well? Your confidence when you talk to people or you go outside, or is it just the fact that it's a physical limitation?
Yeah, well, yeah, it definitely affects my confidence because I can't do stuff that I used to be able to do easily. So I don't know if it necessarily affects my confidence that, like, I feel like I'm going to be bad at doing it, but it's more like you can't go somewhere without feeling like, oh, geez, maybe I'll not be able to do this. I might get a really bad headache and, like, not be able to perform what I want to do, whether that's going to the supermarket or...
Paddy, I don't want... Sorry, just one more for me. Sorry, Dak. I don't want to create a headline with your answer to this question, but when you're going through all that stuff, fingers crossed you wake up tomorrow and you feel fantastic, and you're going to have to make a decision at some stage with your chosen career whether you want to go back into that and put yourself back in a situation that you are now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think... I've spoken to, obviously, a lot of specialists, a lot of doctors and stuff, and I think, firstly, how many concussions I've had, and they're all different, so you don't necessarily relate, oh, just the number of concussions you've had, that's what you have to make the decision based on. But yeah, definitely with how I'm feeling and how it's been 3 months, and that's a long time to sort of feel how I felt. So yeah, you've definitely got to weigh everything up, and you know, hopefully, as I said, there's no time frame on things, so hopefully in 2 weeks I'll be better, but... Yeah, I just can't put any time frames on things, which is hard.
What are the professionals saying? And is there any medication? I mean, or is it just purely rest?
Nah, there's a variety of things, and that's why it's hard as well, because there's no set, like, sort of manual on these things. It's all different, and you get different opinions from everywhere, which is hard because you don't want to be getting too many opinions, because then you sort of waver and things like that. But, yeah, I'm on a bit of medication just because I've found it really difficult to sleep for the last sort of few months. So I'm on, like, melatonin and another sort of tablet, which is used to help sort of sleep and things like that.
Why do you have trouble sleeping?
Oh, just the headaches and things like that. So, like, the first sort of month, 6 weeks, I just couldn't sleep, and I'd wake up in, like, pools of sweat and stuff like that most nights. And then they sort of thought, well, because that's happening a lot, that could be affecting how my head's recovering as well, my brain. So they got me on that stuff and it's helped a bit, which is good. And I'm definitely having days that are better than, because the first sort of 6 weeks was just every day I was stuffed, like my head. And then now it's sort of a bit more regular, which is good. But yeah, it's still probably the worst is still as bad as what it was at the start.
I think we admire your honesty with your answers, Paddy, and it gives us perspective of the impact that you're having to deal with on a daily basis. And with what you're describing, are you able to get to the club, or is that challenging and part of the issue, which is clearly having an impact with regards to your footballing identity, but also the identity of you as a person?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it is hard. I've probably, on average, been in there maybe like 1 or 2 hours a week, 2 days a week, and it's just hard because, you know, going into the club where, like, the boys, and it's same any footy club, in the gym, the music's pumping, like, lots of people in rooms and stuff like that, and that's stuff that's hard for me. So, yeah, it's definitely hard going into the club, but it's good to get in there as well because, like, having those connections and, like, going into the club, it gives me a bit of a purpose, and that's probably something I haven't had a lot over the last sort of 3 months, so, yeah.
How heartbreaking is it, Paddy, to think that you're mightn't or shouldn't play footy again?
Well, that's, I mean, I haven't really thought about that too much, like, that I might not, but I don't know, really. Like, I've said to a lot of people that playing is going to just be a byproduct of me feeling better again. And I spoke to Kobe Stevens, who obviously went through something similar last year, and a few guys, and he said that it's really hard to make any decisions on things when you're feeling like how I am now. So, and that's what a lot of the specialists say too, is they don't really give you a whole heap of answers or sort of like time frame solutions, because they don't want to sort of do anything while you're feeling not well. So hopefully, you know, I'll spark up in the next sort of couple of weeks and then you go from there. And yeah,
absolutely. Just in terms of the days where you do feel better, are you able to get out and go for a walk, or is it any type of exercise that you can do?
Yeah, so if with the specialists, they give me sort of some exercises and stuff which is more brain related. And then, you know, the days where I'm feeling all right, just try and sit on the bike for 20 minutes and go for a bit of a walk, just to sort of keep me stimulated.
What type of brain-related exercises are they?
Oh, like some conversion stuff, which is more like things with your eyes, some breathing stuff, vestibular system in your brain, so some hand movements and things like that. So there's a lot of different things. I'm sort of doing that every day, and that's obviously going to help too eventually, so yeah.
You made an Instagram post, I think a week or so, Paddy, where you talked about the complications the medication you're having for your concussion is having with your diabetes and how impactful that is. Can you explain that?
Yeah, that's not necessarily the medication I've had the whole time. They just thought that maybe giving me a cortisone in the back of my head might help. I can't explain to you in detail. I won't try to explain in detail what it would do, but they've tried that with people sometimes that get really severe, like migraines and headaches, and they wanted to just give it a go because I've got nothing to lose, really. So they tried that, and then because cortisone is a steroid, it can affect blood sugars and make them go really high, even for people like that don't have type 1 diabetes. So it sort of stuffed my sugars around for a week, which is a bit of a pain in the ass, but that's what it is. Yeah.
Speaking of Paddy McCartan on the Sunday Wrap.
Hey, Paddy, this is tough. This is clearly tough for you because you obviously want to get back and play footy, and we all universally hope that that's the case and you find confidence and enjoyment again. But I'm assuming that this must be really tough for your girlfriend and your family to see the impact that this is having on her partner and your parents' son and your brother's brother.
Yeah, nah, it has been tough.
Which probably compounds it to some degree sometimes for you too.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's really hard for me to see my girlfriend, who, like, she's been unbelievable. Like, she's been so good. She's been my full-time carer basically for 3 months, and probably put a lot of her life on hold to look after me. And then my parents as well. Like, they've got my brother Tom, who sort of had a bit of stuff going on at the start of the year. My brother Charlie, who's, you know, he's an absolute champ, and then me as well. So it's, I mean, as you guys would know, as parents, it's always hard to sort of see your kids go through stuff. But yeah, there's a lot of layers to it. Which probably does compound a little bit. I've been so lucky with support I've got at the club, and my girlfriend and my family especially, they've been unbelievable.
Paddy, you're talking about and explaining to us the physical effects of concussion and how much of an effect it's had on you. We hear so much about, in the modern world nowadays, about mental health. How are you dealing with the mental side of the situation where you can't do something you love physically, but mentally as well, that something's been taken away from you. Do you get things put in place so you're in a relatively good space in your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some really good people at the club that are really good in that area, and they've been fantastic in supporting me. And I think another thing that I found at the start was, I've said before, I'm not great at telling people that I'm struggling, just because footy clubs are sort of that environment, and people that I respect a lot and things like that, it's hard to say that I'm really going through a tough time with my head. But just finding people I can sort of vent to and tell, you know, this is how I'm feeling, this is how I'm going, has been really important. It's something that's definitely helped a lot as well. So, yeah.
So what's blue sky for you when you're having a good day and you're out walking around and things are good and you're viewing where you want your life to be? What is that?
Well, just back to what it was, hopefully. And as I said, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge with a lot of things, but yeah, hopefully just back to exactly what I was doing, just playing footy, feeling like a normal human being able to do normal things, and yeah, just feeling good. So that would be ideal, and I'm sure it'll happen. But the hard thing is that, yeah, as I said, there's just not a lot of time frames and things like that with this injury, and that's just the nature of it. But can also make it hard at times to go, oh, geez, when's it going to be better? Is it soon? Is it far away? Is it close? Yeah, that's just sort of the hard thing about it.
Pat, are you having the brain scans?
Yep.
And are there any answers or solutions or?
I've had the scans. There's not necessarily solutions on there. There's things on the scans, and they sort of.
Do they concern you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How do you mean there are things on?
There's just sort of abnormalities on there. And that was sort of a few weeks after the last head knock. It's always concerning to see things like that. But they're obviously very confident that stuff will dissipate and go away. So that's also great as well to hear. And I think the one thing with this stuff is you can obviously take things really negatively, or you can just take it on what the specialists say and sort of have confidence in them and confidence in the footy club that they've got, you know, my back and all that kind of thing, and sort of just try and have a bit of a positive outlook on it. So that's what I've tried to do, and it's been tough at times, but yeah.
Just take it back to your playing, and you said you're out, except for the last one, for a week or two, and this is not trying to make a query on anyone. Do you think in any of those times that maybe you've come back a little bit early, in hindsight, and then the extension of that, do you think at times in those games maybe you misjudged things, your judgment was a bit skewed, and then you've sort of gone to a marking contest and you've clashed heads and, you know, you're a little bit off? Is there anything like that in hindsight?
It's a good question about the judgment. In terms of the coming back early, I wouldn't say so. We've got a really diligent team of docs at the club. So I wouldn't say I've ever been... I've always been honest, I think, on how I'm feeling. And I would never play if I didn't feel like I was, especially with my head.
Yeah. I probably meant in hindsight, looking at the judgment, you know, you felt good, but going out there, you just didn't quite...
No, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. No,
that's okay.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's always hard for me to look back, especially at the moment when I can't remember some stuff I did a week ago. But, it's a good question. And I think it's something that probably players deal with a lot at the moment, because potentially they don't want to let, you know, the team down or the club down. They just want to get out there and play. And potentially at times that might come at, you know, cost of themselves being healthy.
So you just mentioned there, so you have short-term memory loss?
At the start I was sort of struggling a bit just with things. It's been 3 months, so it's a long time. Early on I was struggling a little bit. But towards the back end now, the things were just lingering, a lot of, my headaches and just the light and sound sensitivity, that stuff's really tough.
How are you going now, Paddy? Like, just being even in this environment, there's obviously lights.
It's tough. And that's sort of why I haven't really come to the footy much this year. And I want to. It's the thing, there's two things to it. Like, it's tough for me to come here and sort of be with, like, there's a lot of noise and a lot of people and a lot of sound and stuff. But then also, like, I got up this morning, I'm like, oh, I'm going to footy today, like, going to catch up with you guys and, like, see the boys play and sit in the box. And so, like, it gives me something to look forward to, a bit of purpose as well. So,
And walking in here today, I remember you came in here with us on a Sunday last year and you blew us away because you talked about diabetes, and we had so many messages from parents, from kids saying, oh, wow, that my kid's just been diagnosed with diabetes, and you really... led the way there in that discussion. And I know a lot of people thought, wow, well, I can still do these things because we heard Paddy doing it. Did you come in here today thinking, is that just you to be an honest and open person? Because we won't do an interview like this all year that will have the impact that what you're telling us is now having. So do you come in here, Paddy, and think, right, I'm just going to be completely honest with these boys because it might help other people, or is that just you as a bloke?
I think something, as I said at the start, like, it's hard for me to tell people that I'm struggling, and something that I've spoken a lot about with, like, my girlfriend and my family is just to be honest with how I'm going. And I think, yeah, I sort of did come in today thinking I'm just going to, because it'd be easy enough for me to bat it off and go,
yes, it would.
Yeah, I'm sweet. Like, I'll be hopefully playing again and all good, and, like, I'll be sweet. But I actually don't really know, and that's not a reflection of how I've actually gone the last 3 months. So I just thought I'd, yeah, be honest with it.
I take my hat off to you, Paddy. Take my hat off.
There's not much to say in this situation except you talked about the blue sky. We hope you get back to that blue sky situation really soon, mate.
No, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
I hope the footy club goes well, but more importantly, hope you're up and about and just enjoying a happy, healthy life sometime really soon.
No, good on you, boys.
Well done, Paddy.
Straight to Paddy McCartan in the box.